Good morning. It's June 7th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Bluetooth. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with man's hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Hebrews 9:24. I recently had a first world problem. I needed a power cord to connect my iPhone XS to the stereo on my sailboat. Told you it was a first world problem. You see, the recent iPhones, once again, have switched to a different kind of connector, and the old one neither powered nor could connect my phones to the stereo. Similarly, I was missing the 9 or 11 or 14-pin connector, or whatever it was, needed to give a PowerPoint lecture with a projector intended to be connected to my Apple PowerBook. I subsequently dug through the second right-hand drawer of my desk at home, searching for both of these elusive yet essential intermediaries. What I found was a rat's nest of twisted cords of different colors, lengths, diameters, and power sources. Now, even though the reader probably thinks I was alive when the earth was cooling, most of my electronics, from Bose Minis to Google Home to Alexa to my truck, are all equipped with Bluetooth, which allows them to communicate with my iOS devices. How did we ever even exist before Bluetooth? Even my house's incredibly poor internet and Wi-Fi connectivity, are all houses at the very edge of the fiber optic cable services area, does nothing to stop the power of the magical Bluetooth. As a child, my wife used to picture talking to God like a tin can held to your mouth, attached to another tin can held to God's ear, with a really, really long string in between. Luckily, we don't have to depend on a string. We don't even have to rummage through a drawer in a desperate attempt to find the right way to connect. We actually have our very own dynamic Bluetooth to connect us to God. That is actually a who rather than a what. Jesus Christ is our intercessor, our advocate before God the Father. Where once God's people had to depend on the high priest to enter the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle to offer sacrifices on our behalf, we have the perfect sacrifice himself, both indwelling us and standing before God at the same time. Christ promised to send us a helper, and he did, in the form of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we don't even know what to pray. Even though we can speak directly to God the Father, Christ knew we would need help. The Spirit intercedes on our behalf with Christ, who is our advocate in the very presence of the Creator of the universe. How's that for solid, reliable Bluetooth connectivity? In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Romans 8:26. Lord Jesus, thank you for standing before the Father on our behalf. We know that you look into our hearts rather than at our actions, and thus the Spirit knows what we want to say to you even when we can't find the right words. We can come before you in our minds and sometimes simply listen for you, since the Spirit has already interceded on our behalf. What a blessing. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.